Today, we continue with lesson number 81 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. Today, we will complete the 19th Perek by learning the 10th Mishnah and last Mishnah of the 19th Perek, and we will begin the 20th Perek. So we will learn the 19th Perek Mishnah 10, and the 20th Perek Mishnah Aleph, Perek Yutes Mishnah Yud, and Perek Chof Mishnah Aleph. Perek Yutes Mishnah Yud. Mashpeles. Mashpeles is a large basket of some sort in which they would use to deliver zevel, fertilizer, from one place to another. So that's what a mashpeles is. No, it has to be roi lekibul. It has to not have a leak in it so that the fertilizer, the excrement, which was used then, manure, as fertilizer, cannot leak out. If it's shenifchiso melekabel rimonim, if there's a hole in it so large that it can no longer contain pomegranate, so it's a pretty large hole, so now it's botel mitoras kli. Nevertheless, Rab Meir mitamei. Rab Meir says it is tome tumas medras, because even though it's no longer can be used to contain the zevel, the manure, it can still be used to sit on. So it's mekabel tumas medras. However, v'chachomim mitaharim. The chachomim say no. Mipnei shebotel oikar. Again, the chachomim apply the same rule that they applied at the end of the last Mishnah. Shebotel oikar. The main purpose of the mashpeles is storage. So you can deliver zevel from here to there. If it can't perform its major function, botel oikar, betela hatefela. So its secondary function, namely it can be used in a pinch as a seat, that falls away too, and it is no longer considered a kli. It is not mekabel tumah. So we have finished the 19th perek. We begin now the 20th perek. As I explained to you, I guess once, maybe twice before, Maseches Kelim has a total of 30 parokim, and it is divided into three sections. The first 10 parokim are called Bovikama of Kelim, and the second 10 parokim, which we are about to begin the last parak of today, is called Bovimetsiya of Kelim, and then we'll begin in the Yetzah Hashem, the 21st parak, until we conclude the 30th parak, that's called Bovabasra of Kelim. So we're still at the end, but near the very end of Bava Metzia of Kelim. And our Mishnah, our Perek, Esrim, the 20th Perek, continues to discuss Kelim, which are Mekabel Tumas Medris. In other words, if a Zav or a Zava or a Nida or a Yoleda sit upon them or lie upon them or recline upon them, they become an Avatumah like the Zav or Zava or Nida or Yoledes, because they have as a function, a primary function, they are seats or beds of one sort or another. Our Mishnah will deal with those kinds of kelim which have a double function. They're used to contain something, they're containers, but they also can be used to lie upon or sit upon. So, hakorim, pillows, vahakisosos, blankets, shel or which are made of leather, and normally these korim uksosos are filled or stuffed with feathers or rags or something to make them more comfortable to lie upon. V'hasakin, or a sack, which was woven then in those days of the long hairs of goats. V'hamartzufin, which are large sacks, leather sacks, which are used to contain cargo on ships. Shen nifchasu, if there's now a hole in these korim ksoso sakin umirtsofin, a hole, so no longer can these pillows contain the feathers, and no longer can these sacks contain whatever they're designed to contain. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, hareyelu tumeyim midros, they are still the mekabel tumah tumas medres if a zav, etc., sits upon them. Because these are kelim which are designed for both purposes. They are designed to contain feathers and they're designed to be a comfortable pillow to lay upon. And similarly with the sacks, although they are designed to contain whatever they contain, their cargo, nevertheless, they are frequently used as seats or as beds to sit upon or lie upon. So therefore, even if they lose their contents, or if they have holes in them so that they can't contain their contents, nevertheless, they can function as seats for yeshiva or shchiva, and therefore, they are temeyim medras. So these first four objects, quoting Sosasak and Marzufin, have a double function. So if they lose one function, they retain the other. Now we're going to have a list of a different type. And the list is begins as follows. HaKlustor. The klustor is the feed bag, which is made of leather, which in which you put feed for the animal, for the cow or the horse, and you put it around his neck so that he can eat from it. If arbas kabin, if it is large enough to contain four kabin, approximately 8 liter, or ha turmel, the knapsack, also made of leather, chameshes kabin, which can contain 5 kabin of whatever, ha kresis is a certain type of a sack made of leather, so which can hold 6 kabin. Or hachemes, the pouch or flask, shel shivas kabin, which can contain 7 kabin. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds to the list, af horivtsol v'hamizvodo, kol shehen. These are much smaller objects, which are purses or money bags of some sort, little briefcases of some sort. Kol shehen, no matter how small they are, even if they're quite small, all the above, hare elu temeyin medras. All of the above, since sometimes they are used for sitting upon, there are certainly royally yeshiva, you can sit upon a pocketbook or a briefcase or a sack or a pouch or whatever. So therefore, they are tomei tumas medras if a zov, etc., sits down upon them. But v'chulon shenifchasu, in the case of all these from the cluster on, all of them, if they have big holes in them and they no longer can function to contain contents, they are tahorim. They are not mikabel tumah. V'pnei shebot elo iker. In other words, the first four items in this Mishnah, according to Sosasak and the Marzufin, have a double function. They lose one function, they retain the other. But everything in this list, Kluster, Turmul, Krasis, Chemes, and the Kontravyu, the Rift, Solem, Isvodo, also, they have a basic one function, that is to contain their contents. Yeah, if in a pinch you can sit upon them. So since they have now have holes in them and they can't serve their primary purpose, which is as containers, Bebnei Shebot Eloike, their primary purpose is now gone. The secondary purpose that you can sit upon them is also not considered significant, and they have no tumas medres, and they are toho, they're not mikabel tumo at all. And so we have completed the first mission of the 20th perek, and in the process we have now concluded lesson number 81.